César es aquí.
Debe ahora van a escuchar en el nombre de César, Señor, a dedicarse a cada vez. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vinna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I want to thank His Holiness Bhakti Chitra Maharaj for his wonderful nectar just chanted for us. I hope we relish it and we are going to keep it with us and continue to relish it. So I wish to request all the devotees to thank Maharaj for this nectar by chanting three powerful Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
By His mercy, I'll say something by His request and because he has talked so much about Buddha, I would like to continue from Buddha. When he was speaking, there were so many things were coming to my mind. But let's thank Buddha because we are talking about Buddha. But I would like to request that a devotee who is chanting here should stop. Any devotee who is chanting here should stop. Because you don't hear what you are chanting, and then hear the pastimes. So you are cheating yourself. You should take maximum advantage of what we are sharing. So if you are chanting, please stop. And I think you should also come closer. Please come closer so we can be together. Wicked man, who would like to trick us?
And we sit very far, we don't know that the man will take us away. Very far. We are closer.
So, from Dwarka pastimes, when I was speaking, are you with us? Are you part of us? Please be with us. Lord Krishna requested Arjuna to come and take his prince. Because as soon as he leaves, he's going to vision of conditioned souls. So Arjuna came from Hastinapura and he took the queens with him. On the way, as he was going, fortunately and unfortunately, he met the cowherd boys. They fought with Arjuna, defeated him with his Gandiva bow, and stole the queens away from him. Arjuna was very disturbed. So, Srila Jiva Goswami explains, these cowherd boys are not just cowherd boys, they are actually Krishna. Krishna came to take them away. And we were in Vrindavan. But they were feeling intense impression from Krishna. Krishna has left them behind. And they were feeling great pain, suppression from Krishna. While they were experiencing this pain, They noticed that Khalili was not feeling any pain. She was even close. She was feeling as normal when Christian was physically present with them. So all of them unanimously went to her. But here, Khalili, you are also Krishna's wife like all of us. And every day we are drowned in the ocean of suffering from being separated from Krishna. But we observe that you are not feeling the same. What is your secret? Khalili told them, my dear queens, it is true that I'm not feeling the pain as we are feeling. The reason was that I heard from Uddhava, Srimad Bhagavatam, I Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna that the same. Therefore, I am still feeling the presence of Krishna every day as usual. That is the reason why I'm not feeling any pains or suppression like all of you. So, it's good to do. So you have to hear Bhagavatam from Uddhava. Where is Uddhava? Let's explain. Kusum Sarova. Uddhava is still living there. It's a grass to date to today. But if you go there, you will not see Uddhava. Will the grass have Kirtan for you? Will the grass narrate Bhagavatam? How are we going to hear that? Khalili told them, please, you should get Maharaj Parikshit. He was the king at that time. And Vajranava, the grandson of Krishna, the two of them, they should lead you to Uddhava Kund. And there, you get Uddhava to recite Bhagavatam for you. When you hear this Bhagavatam from Uddhava, your misery will disappear. So they got Maharaj Parikshit, and they got Vajranava. They journeyed to Uddhava Kund. When they got to Uddhava Kund, had to get Uddhava to come out and speak Bhagavatam. Because he is living there as a grass, not in human form. Parikshit was leading them. They got there. Uddhava was waiting. When they got to Uddhava Kund, Khalili told them, she is also accompanied them, if you want to see Uddhava in person, you should have Krishna Kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Are you hungry? Stand! I want to hear your voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Uddhava appeared. So Uddhava appeared, but the Kirtan was too much, so not like our own. Our own, they're chanting like we're hungry. But I say that there's no dull moment in Christian consciousness, but here we are too dull. Our mind is too weak. Because this same gratification is too high in our mind, our mind is very weak and dull. But because the queens were very eager to hear Bhagavatam, they were very eager. And that in that eager mood, they chanted the holy name, the base of their hearts. And Uddhava came out from the bush. They offered obeisances to Buddha. And they requested him, please, show us some mercy. Recite Bhagavatam for us to hear. Mother Parikshit was leading, so he was speaking. So Uddhava said, my dear king, you should go and survey your kingdom and see how things are going. And I will recite Bhagavatam for the queens. Mother Parikshit fell at his feet. He said, please, don't cheat me. I also want to hear Bhagavatam from you. So let me hear the Bhagavatam. Then I can go and do my duty. Uddhava said, no, I am not the one to speak Bhagavatam to you. The son of Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami, is coming. He will speak Bhagavatam. And the Bhagavatam he is going to speak, by your mercy, the whole world will hear it. In other words, he has told Maharaj Parikshit that he is going to die untimely. He has written for him. So Maharaj Parikshit left. And Uddhava recited the Bhagavatam. When he recited the Bhagavatam, he brought out Krishna directly, that every one of them sitting there were seeing Krishna face to face, and they were embracing Krishna exactly as they were doing in Dwarka. All their anxiety disappeared. Hear the Bhagavatam. So Mother Parikshit, he left and seek his kingdom. There he saw what he saw. Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna are the same. There's no difference. It's not one mission that he calls. And every page of Bhagavatam one can see Lord Krishna. To be able to have this feeling and see Lord Krishna is not the way we are reading Bhagavatam today. Have to do what is called prayerful reading. Prayerful reading. Anyone who does prayerful reading, if you know the science and the secret of prayerful reading, you'll be able to experience Lord Krishna standing at every page of the Bhagavatam, and will have that real experience and feel his presence exactly like the queens of Dwarka had. And our anxiety will be disappeared exactly like the queens. And our Krishna consciousness will become meaningful. Hare Krishna.
I think you must be overloaded now with Krishna's mercy. Vishnu Paraya, Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Guravani, Acharya, Nivasa, Shivavari, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Brahmanitananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Shanta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. There was no end, but unfortunately they ended. And inadequate as I am, I do not feel that I can. I've never spoken in front of Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj and Bhakti Damodara Maharaj, and I don't think that it's my service to do so. But at the same time, I've been requested by him. He's my superior. I just like to extend my heartfelt thanks to them for sharing such pastimes. And I'm not really a Leela, sort of like a Leela Shakti empowered person. But by the mercy of the devotees, I just came from Vrindavan, where I've been hearing many pastimes about Vrindavan, about Krishna in Vrindavan. Yes. And of course, the transcendental position of the resident of Raj. One leader that we had was how Lakshmi Devi herself came to Vrindavan to perform austerities. Why was she performing austerities? So that she could get entrance into Raj and take part in Krishna's pastimes with the resident of Vrindavan. Lakshmi Devi is the supreme goddess, and she is always situated in her place at the chest of the Lord, always massaging the Lord. But she had to leave that position and take upon a position of austerities just to get entrance in Raj. But still, she was not satisfied. Why? Because she was finding it difficult to give up her form and position as Lakshmi. She had to, the requirement was that she had to become a complete gopi. As a gopi, she had to be born in Vrindavan, learn how to make cow dung patties. That was too much. In that way, she did not get full exposure into the position she was desiring of entering into Krishna's pastimes. So in that way, we were told that this position of the gopis of Vrindavan is very, very high. It's even higher than Vaikuntha. So to get that position of being a resident of Vrindavan and take part in these pastimes is no easy job. Yes. It's like we experienced this also when we were in Raj, during Raj Mandal. It's such an austerity just to get oriented into Raj from our own cocoons. Some come from Australia, some came from Australia, from America, Mauritius, different countries, just to get used into sleeping out there in tents, breathe the dust of Raj, sit on the dust of Raj. It was quite something, overwhelming experience. So, in a similar way, we are appreciating these pastimes in relation to our own inadequacies due to our condition. But then eventually, after a few weeks, we got used into living in Vrindavan, getting up and having the experience of being greeted by Rajabhasis by saying, Radhe, Radhe,
Radhe Radhe every morning. They were engaging us in chanting Radhe Radhe. That was the most high benediction that one can get, hearing and chanting with many devotees. So in that way, these pastimes, as I was hearing them, I was reminded of that pastime, how Lakshmi Devi herself had to come down from her position just to get entrance into Raj, but still it was difficult. That's how high the position of the Lord is and the resident of Vrindavan is. That one has to really fully surrender and give up all her cocoons of being the goddess of Vaikuntha, or being a great person in America or in Mauritius, and just be a simple resident of Vrindavan. That's not easy, even for great personalities like Lakshmi Devi. So the position of the resident of Vrindavan, especially the gopis, is very, very high. But it's attainable by association, like Maharaj was talking about association. The importance of the association this morning. Lord Shiva himself, he wanted to witness the Rasa Leela in Vrindavan, but he was unable. But by the association and the mercy of Purnamasi, he got blessed. So today we have Lord Shiva as Gopeshwar Mahadev in Vrindavan. But that's all by the mercy of Purnamasi. Mataji was one of the elderly gopis in Vrindavan. So by the mercy of the devotees, we can also attain to this position where we are allowed the entry to this pastime, entrance to this pastime. So that takes attentive hearing, as Maharaj was stressing. Eagerness. Srinvatam swakata Krishna punya sravana punaha vidanta yapatrani vidunoti suriti satam. Bhagavatam explains that to those devotees who have developed eagerness to hear these pastimes of Krishna, when they are being recited by devotees like Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj and Bhakti Dhira Damodara Maharaj, Krishna as Paramatma cleanses all the inauspicious things in the heart. So this is the benefit that we are getting today from these two great souls. Shri Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj ki jai. Shri Bhakti Dhira Damodara Maharaj ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.